Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Over the years, many juries have become more and more reluctant to pronounce the death sentence for hardcore criminals. Various courts have actually reduced the number of criminal violations that warrant a death sentence, allowing some murderers to eventually seek a parole and walk free. On Friday, a Clark County jury sentenced the 26-year-old cold-blooded murderer to life with the possibility of parole. Not even life without parole, but life with the possibility of parole. Two other thugs accompanied Ray Charles Brown when they sought to rob a liquor store in the Southwest Valley. Video captured that night shows Brown marching 24-year-old clerk Matthew Christensen into the back room. Matthew lured the robbers away from his pregnant co-worker, who actually had the combination to the safe, which he did not have himself. Matthew handed over his wallet and cell phone, put his hands in the air, and at that point, Brown shot him. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four or five times. Brown pumped six bullets in Matthew because he could not open the safe. Brown was convicted on nine counts, including robbery, kidnapping, burglary, assault, first-degree murder, and conspiracy in connection with the killing. Nonetheless, the jury sentenced this murderer to life with the possibility of parole. Matthew Christensen will never be paroled. He's dead. His family will never be paroled from the pain that they've been put through. The co-worker whose life was spared by Matthew's actions will never be paroled from the pain of her guilt or the memories of that horrible night. And why exactly did the jury not sentence Brown to the death penalty? They decided there were several mitigating factors, including that humanity failed him. While prosecutors documented his gang membership with charges dating back to 2005, that didn't seem to be enough to the jury. The fact that his background included drug possession, petty larceny, battery, and coercion apparently had no effect on the jury. What did have an effect on the jury was the defense attorney swaying them with pity for his upbringing. That upbringing included that he was bullied in school, grew up without his father, and his mother drank and used drugs, and was sent to prison on a drug charge when he was about five. He now has two young children of his own. One wonders if his children commit any heinous crimes when they're older, will the juries bestow pity on them because their father was a cold-blooded killer? What is being said here may all seem very harsh, but for a man to do what he did, to be given a prison sentence with the hope that he will get out someday, doesn't somehow seem to address the seriousness of the crime. Now, this punk executed a young man just beginning life because he couldn't open a safe. Giving up a wallet and cell phone just didn't seem to be enough. He had to give up his life as well. How can these jurors ever look at themselves in the mirror knowing that they have made it possible for Brown to get out of prison someday and possibly do what he did all over again? Brown's attorney says he's tried to better himself since his arrest for Matthew's murder and that he just wants to be a contributing member of society. Sorry, but when he was convicted for all those other crimes, drug possession, petty larceny, battery, and coercion, he had the opportunity then to better himself and become a contributing member of society. He chose not to take that path then. What made the jurors think that he would miraculously turn around and take a better path now? The jury's apparent lack of pain for Matthew Christensen's family makes their bleeding heart actions that much more despicable. Hopefully, those jurors will never feel the pain that Matthew's family has to live with forever. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.